Can Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Someone finally turned off the fan and it's about freaking time. Enough with the wind already. Temperatures are rising. Weather's getting warmer. Water temperature's getting warmer. Things are breaking out all over. Okay, stripers are a little bit still a little, you see them all over the place and they won't bite. Typical this time of year. But the drum bite in Delaware Bay is underway, and it's been going on in Great Bay for up to 2 weeks. Hey, you're inside Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 7th and 8th. Things are happening. I know turkey season's going on. I'm still going to be turkey. I love my turkey hunting. But this is fishing time. It is here. The shad bite in the Delaware River is all the way up into New York State. There's still plenty of fish around the Trenton area. They're getting some all the way up Lambertville, a little bit north, Bulls Island. If you want to do a road trip, the poor man's salmon, the shad are there. A lot of stuff is happening. Our next two segments, Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing there out of Utch's Marina. Talk about drum. Big game fishing within sight of land. It doesn't get any better than that. So we will be back with Captain Steve Bent. Also, ho-ho! Starting May 1st, Fisherman Magazine 2022 Dream Boat Challenge. Owner, president, publisher Mike Caruso also on to talk about this incredible tournament. And we have, hey, man, we have a pickerel tournament coming up next Saturday. Big Country John Hageman. Talk about that. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio. It's all happening here. Drum. Beat those drum. Big time.
When you need to know, it's WPG Talk Radio 95.5 and the WPG Talk Radio app.
A new fusion of flavor, friendly competition, and fiery foods. That's the Chili Knockout and Spicy Food Fest, Saturday, May 21st. Orange Loop Arena, New York Avenue in Atlantic City. It's an opportunity for culinary discovery. Chili Knockout is a food festival devoted to exploring all things flavorful and spicy. It's an interactive, you-be-the-judge chili cook-off and a day out with friends and family, supporting this seaside community culinary scene. It's a kickoff to spring like no other. Tickets are available now at ChiliKnockout.com. Produced by Good Time Tricycle.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Everyone's all excited and some pretty good Back Bay fishing going on. Some people hate it. Some people like it. With the summer flounder season in a couple of weeks, actually, the 17th, the sea bass season opens. Something's been happening now, though. Not really getting much attention. A little early, but there's some being caught. More so a little bit north around Great Bay area. They're along burning spots. It's open to everybody, people. Graveling Point, Ohio, Iowa back in there, in Great Bay. Some of these fish are getting caught off the surf. And the Delaware Bay bite is about to get underway. I'm talking black drum. Big game fish within sight of land. A great species. Joining us on the Rack and Fin Line right now, very special guest. And we always pull his card when it comes to talking drum and drum fish. Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing. Also, bird hunter extraordinaire. How you doing, Captain Pete? Thanks for joining us today, brother.
Hey, just fine, Tommy. Just fine. Yeah, well, I want you to know this thing about whether there's any drum fish biting down there in the Delaware Bay. On the way over, I called a buddy of mine who's fishing, Crazy Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of Crazy Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And I never worked and he never will, that kind of thing. Anyway, he was talking to him and he said he had caught a bass that was too big, lost another one that was too big, and he decided to go drum fishing. And while he was talking to me on the phone, he hooked one up. So I guess they're starting. Last weekend, the water was a little chilly and
right.
There were a lot of boats there, and I only heard of one fish caught. But now's the time, Skipper. From now on, it's like stand by, get ready, get down, and get funky.
Now, Steve, that's vintage Bent, people. Now, Steve, this bite will continue. I've seen it as late as the first, second week, a little later even, in June. Prime periods, per se, based around the moon, based around the tides. What's the deal?
Well, usually it's I like the moon tides best because these fish are coming up on the flats to feed and it's deeper water. But I would say that any time probably from now until I usually bring the boat back up to Margi like on the 10th of June.
There you go.
And we usually catch fish right up to the time we stay there, you know, although we leave there rather. But one year we had them when we were going tuna fishing. On the 4th of July, the head boats were still catching them out in the bay. We were going by the drum. Yeah, but I figure, you know, when the water gets too warm, they just take off. And where they go, who knows? You see them up and down the beach. But anyway, it's good news. I talked to Bill, and he was, just as I was saying, I think I got one here, he says, and boom, got him on. Got to go. I said, all right.
Steve, the black drum, I know you've been around a lot. You've been keen on, again, Free Spirit and Ben, pretty much synonymous with a couple other names when it comes to Delaware Bay, black drum bite, excellent fishing opportunities, et cetera. The fish is an enigma. Like, no one still really knows much about it. Biologists sort of shrug their shoulders and say, well, you know, we don't know. We're learning. We still don't know. The fish are so unpredictable. Catch them in July and August in the surf, October in the surf up in the bay. So, Steve, what made you decide to – I know you're always up for a challenge. What made you decide to key on drum way back when and said, this fish is intriguing. I want to get good at it?
Well, there's one word that comes to mind when you think of drum fish, Tommy, and that word is – big, large, you know, grande. Most of the folks go drum fishing, catch the biggest fish they've ever caught in their lives. Now, if the guy's been off tuna fishing and that sort of thing, that's different. But I'm talking about the normal guy. Maybe he's a freshwater angler, a back bay angler, and he wants to go out and catch something big. A little one's like 30 pounds.
Right.
You know, and a good sized one, a decent one's probably 50, 60. And the biggest I've had that I weighed was 97 pounds, and that's 3 hours after I bled him. So that fish had to be over 100 pounds.
That might have been close to that guy. I forget his last name is Henry, but back in, was that 2008 or 9 with that 109 pounder? That seemed like it would have been pretty close to that.
I was close. I was there that night. There was some big fish around, and that's when we caught ours. But they're a lot of fun. People go, you go back black drum fishing, I'll see them at a show or something. Like, oh, yeah, I do, yeah, okay. Oh, you catch them damn black drum? I don't know. They're like pulling in a boot. I go, really? How many have you caught? He says, well, I never caught any, but you know my buddy Tommy P, he told me that, like dragging in a boat full of water. I said, really? Well, let's figure this thing out now. We have this fish that's probably going to weigh 50, 60 pounds on an average. He's got a tail about the size of a broom. You're anchored up in 2.5 knots of tide. And you don't want to come in the boat. I said, if you ain't been there, you ain't done it, you know. And people, they can make all kinds of comments about the quality of the fight. These fish are like tuna fish on downers. They got all kinds of power, but they don't have much speed. But they'll dump some line on you.
Oh, yeah.
And, Yeah, you know, it's a blast, man. I enjoy it, and it's not hard fishing, and you don't have to take someone 20 miles off and get them sick. You know, you're sitting in Delaware Bay. Hell, you can almost swim to the beach.
He said that for my benefit, people. Captain Steve,
go ahead.
Best fishing we had on your boat, we're watching people walking their dogs on the beach. We're that close.
Yeah, without clothes, did you say? Oh, no. You said we were that close. Okay.
People, 50, 60-pound fish not even raising an eyebrow. And then you get to the 70s, 75s, and 80s, and that's when all hell breaks loose. But, Captain Steve, here's the thing, and I've been doing this nowhere near as much as you, of course, but on drum boats and fishing situations where everything, I mean, this is perfect. The tide, the speed, the moon. Water temperature, got the fresh clams, you got everything going, and those fish either don't show or you hear them booming and they don't bite. They're really just unpredictable.
Yeah, well, yeah, they say that when you hear them drumming, and that's where they got the name from, you know, you can actually feel that through the deck, as you know.
Yeah.
They're looking for a little love, I guess, then, but my thought is, well, after they get their loving, if they're in the area, maybe they'll get hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of hang around. But, you know, you can actually hear them coming, like you say. And, you know, you mentioned clams and stuff like that. Well, I'll tell you, some changes coming on to this fishery over the last few years. You know, the clams were hard to get.
Right.
Even when you'd reserve them. And, you know, I use a bushel a trip. And we use those big surf turkeys, you know, the ones about the size of a saucer, I guess. But anyway, we started going to crabs as well. And
get out, really? Okay.
Yeah, and some people are fishing white leggers. if you can get them. They're bigger, and some people are fishing the blue claws. Now, what we're doing is we're cutting the crab in half and pulling the shell off it and hooking it through the swimmerette leg. And it works right good. As a matter of fact, I know Captain Bill, Crazy Bill I talked about. Mm-hmm. I know that fish was on a crab because he doesn't buy clams in 2 years. But no, really, I'm serious. But, you know, you figure it out. They eat crabs, they eat clams, they eat oysters. They eat anything they can find on the bottom. And, of course, that makes them pretty good eating, too.
Oh,
you know,
we'll get into that in the next segment. We're speaking with Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing. Topic is the black drum bite, which is technically now underway. But, Cap, you're right. With that diet, as long as I can talk, they don't eat other fish. Their meat is like veal. It's just, you cut it like steak. You cut it with a knife.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that. Of course, you know I eat a lot of fish.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. I don't eat fish at all. But everybody who fishes with me and takes them home says, "Are these good eating?" I go, how do you know you don't even eat them? I said, well, because everybody who's ever fished on my boat that took them home, except for one guy who overcooked them and dried them out, told me how good they were. And I said, so, hey, you know, I can only go by that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, my favorite filet is mignon. So,
well, Steve, I want to ask you this insofar as what I've seen. And again, listeners, it's the fish is an enigma, the species, the entire, how they travel, how they eat, whatever. Steve, do you notice similar size fish per school, or are they mixed, and will one size come in and a bigger behind them or smaller? Is it a generality like that? These things just show up or what?
Well, early in the year, you know, like now, the last tide in April and the first tide in May, and you get a lot of small fish. Of course, these small fish are 25 pounds.
Right.
But I have noticed that as time comes and goes, the sizes do change on them, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you never know when you go out. Personally, I don't really care. I mean, you know, they climb on, you hook them up, and you're off to the races. And I'll tell you something, the 40-50-pound fish fight better than the big ones do.
Sure. They have more piss and vinegar in them. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, people, we're up against a hard break. Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing. Grab that cup, grab that Rebel. Be right back. We're going to be talking the Calvin Beal, the whole of Captain Steve's Free Spirit, an unbelievable fishing platform. This is the boat to be on when you're going to be drumming in the bay. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
If you're wondering what to do with your money in these unusual economic times, or if you have questions about retirement planning, IRAs, 401ks, or taxes, then listen to The Heart of Your Money, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG, featuring author and financial expert Joe Yakovich. The Heart of Your Money will focus on you, your family, and your financial portfolio. The Heart of Your Money with Joe Yakovich, Saturday morning at 8 on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Spring into savings all month and spring out of that car you hate at Matt Black Kia in Egg Harbor Township or Tom's River. We'll take any trade, any make, any condition, even if you're stuck in a loan or lease. Matt Black Kia can get you released. Do you have a job? Do you clear $350 per week? You could be approved with zero down and low interest rate financing on every clearly marked new Kia in stock. And remember, we have new Kias arriving daily. Just because you don't see it on the lot doesn't mean you can't be driving your new Kia home tomorrow. So bring any trade to Matt Platt Kia, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. And don't forget, you can't make a mistake with our 4-day love it or leave it return policy.
It's gotta be a Matt Platt Kia.
Office with approved credit through Kia Motors Finance. Not all will qualify. Go to MattPlattKiaMJ.com for complete details. Expires 5/8/2022.
Matt Platt Kia, 6211 Black Horse Pike, Egg Harbor Township. And now on Route 37 in Tom's River.
Wally's Furniture Store. Big, big discounts, selection and more. Save big money when you walk through the door at Big Wally's Furniture Store. Big Wally's Furniture Store. Living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms galore. Carolina furniture direct to your door from Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Stop by Big Wally's today and see why Big Wally is saying we are the other store at the Jersey Shore with beach decor. Check out their new line of beautiful seashore prints, colored furniture, and wicker and rattan.
Big Wally's Furniture Store. Save big money when you walk through the door. Big, big discounts, selection and more at Big Wally's Furniture Store.
Come see Big Wally, 514 New Road, Summers Point.
Individual rates, coverage offerings, and savings may vary, subject to terms and conditions. Not available in all areas. Small businesses are the backbone of America. Yet when it comes to workers' comp insurance, you rarely get the savings you deserve. That's because insurance companies tend to lump you in with other businesses, and you can get overcharged. At PI Insurance, we're on a mission to change that. With PI, you get a quote specific to your business, and you could save up to 30% with no hassle and no hidden fees. If you like savings, take 3 minutes to see how much you could save at ineedpi.com. PI makes workers' comp insurance as easy as pie, with friendly representatives just a call away. No wonder customers rate our service excellent on Trustpilot. You work hard to build your business and keep your employees safe. You deserve more from your workers' comp provider. See how much you could save with PI Insurance. Ask your agent for PI or get a quote today at ineedpi.com. That's ineedpie.com.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522. Don't wait. Call now. 800-324-4522. 800-324-4522.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Here we go. Look out below. It's at Rack and Fin Radio. Me, Tom P. Time to beat some more drama. Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing. I mentioned the Calvin Beal, a 30s gorgeous boatman. In fact, I think the last time I was on a boat, Captain Steve had a little backboard there. Put it up, man. We were able to shoot some hoops with that 13-plus feet of beam in the back. Let's talk a couple of drum techniques, Captain Steve. It's more than simply just dropping a piece of clam or crab over, is it not?
Yeah, it is. There's a little more to it than that, Tommy. What you want to do is lay your bait on the bottom. Now, people go, well, I can get down with 4 ounces. I go, yeah, but I get down better with 8.
Mm-hmm.
What you basically want to do is have it lay flat on the bottom. And I use a fish finder rig which is, as you know, it's got a little snap for your for your weight, and it slides up and down. It's blocked by a little barrel swivel that goes to a leader. Now the leader, when I started fishing years ago, we used to fish 6 and 8 foot leaders for them and put weights on them. I said, wait a second. I found out the shorter the leader I put on, the more fish I caught. And I think it has to do with how the bait stays on the bottom, because
there you
people
go.
Don't realize that when you're sitting there and you're anchored, of course, in the Delaware Bay, and you're along the edge of a, generally along the edge of a slough up on the side of it or just on the top of it or wherever you see them, you stop on. That Raymarine stuff I got is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty, you know, almost gives you name, rank, and serial number on those things. But anyway, I've gone to fishing about the longest leader I fish for them, and I fish 60-pound fluorocarbon. And probably 22 inches. And as you retie it, it gets shorter. And I've caught them on leaders as short as 15, 16, 18 inches. So, you know, that keeps the bait on the bottom. You plunk a 6 or 8 ounce weight on the bottom on a fish finder, tighten it up so it stays there. And it seems to work like a charm.
Well, Captain Steve, the Delaware Bay is not exactly the clearest of venues. I mean, the fluorocarbon is, what, abrasion resistance? Why are you it's more far more expensive.
Yeah.
Why are you using the fluorocarbon?
Well, like, you know, we've said before, in Delaware Bay, green is clean.
Right, right.
And when you had a 3 foot leader on and the weight would come up to the surface, you oftentimes couldn't see the fish in the water. But that's okay, because if it's green, it's clean. That's Delaware Bay.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I use fluorocarbon is exactly as you said. They ain't going to see it. They ain't going to. They fish. They feed by smell. But it does give you a pretty good abrasion resistance.
See,
and I'm fishing all circle hooks with these, too. So I've just found, I got like 60-pound fluorocarbon. I use High Seas. They make a quality. And I'll tell you, if you never use their stuff, that is good stuff. High Seas, American Fishing Wire.
Mm-hmm.
It is good stuff. And I just, I'm very, very pleased. And I'm fishing their braid, as a matter of fact. I stopped fishing mono for these fish and this and any bottom fishing because it tends to balloon out in the
in the
tide and it absorbs water. And if you put mono and braid out there together, they lay in the water different, and you can get in some deep dookie that way.
Right.
So you don't need that. But I'm fishing like 65-pound braid and 60-pound leader. It has the advantage too of when you get the fish close, you can reach down and grab that little barrel swivel and just. Before, if you want to release them, which I like to do, by the way, I can't see. You're allowed to keep three of these fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, most people can't catch three of them because they'll beat you to death.
Okay? Listeners, he said it for my benefit.
Yeah. Well, they beat you to death. They do. You know that. My God.
Somebody take this rod. My lovely D. Marie will grab it. Somebody take this rod. It's Captain Steve Bell.
Yeah, don't cry.
But I digress.
Wipe your eyes and catch the damn fish, will you? You know what I'm saying? But anyway, the bait we're using, as I say, we're using whole clams. And you can make do with chowders, but if you can get to surf turkeys, you're a lot better off. Mm-hmm. And the crabs. And it's important that it be fresh. That's the whole thing. Salted clams, not so much.
Okay.
They're feeding by smell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They can't see it. They have little barbels or whatever the hell you call them on the bottom of their chin, like a codfish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm talking about, but the pokes don't. And they actually smell them. They smell the bait, and then you'll feel them bump it, and then they'll pick it up. You'll see just a little tingle. You won't believe how light the bite on these 60 pounds.
Yeah.
See, it's like, huh?
That's like that's like a bear or moose going through the woods. How could something so big make no sound?
Yeah, you know? Well, I fish them locked up in gear, and I have my drag set. So I don't have it set to 65-pound braid. I have it probably set around 8 or 9 pounds at the most,
mm-hmm.
because you do want them to run and And that's another thing on the tackle. You can catch these fish with one-hand spinning gear if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch them on a bass rod. The problem is that you kill them when you do that.
Sure.
Because they have more heart than you can imagine. They just, the ones that are the most difficult to release, which I like to do, I tell people, look, let's catch one apiece. We'll keep one apiece. And if we get one that's, if we get more that look like they're not going to make it, we won't release them, but if we can, we'll release them. Oh, that's a good idea, Skipper. You know, you get a chunk of meat off them.
Oh, yeah.
And the ribs? Tell me about the
Listen, some people swear by the ribs with the barbecue sauce. Nah, man, I just like the lemon, butter, and garlic on them. Go. Cap, you still there?
You still got me there?
I'm here.
You get a little lumpy there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm told they're really good on the grill.
Gab, listen, one thing I want to mention, you mentioned the line, whatever. Your choice of metal, I mean, the hooks are critical with these big rubber lip, tough mouths. What brand hook do you use and what size?
Well, I use 8 or 9 octopus circle hooks, and I've been using Gamagatsu, but there's other people that make them.
Mm-hmm.
And they all seem to be pretty good. Now, you can either use the inline or the one that's got the bend in it?
Offset, yeah.
I forget what they call offset. Yeah, that's the word. You got it. You see, you're the guy. I'm just a boat steerer. But anyway, I like them. I like the when you lock them up and put your bait on and throw it in the water, and the fish picks it up. The only thing you really have to do is turn the handle, you know, and generally by the time you get to the rod, the fish is hooked because he picks it up. I think how they work is they're lazy suckers. They're not like bass. Bass will, you know, swim into the tide. These boys kind of sail with the tide.
Mm-hmm.
I think they go by and they smell something. They turn around, they come back up, and they go, oh,
wow.
Smells like a clam. Aha, I'll have a nibble here. And they pick it up, and they turn and swim away, and then you hook them in the corner of the mouth. You seldom, with those hooks, you seldom hook them deep, Tommy, and you can, you know, and that's mm-hmm. a nice thing if you want to release them. And, you know, The only people who really work this resource are recreational anglers like yourself and me.
Right.
The commercial guys, they don't do much. You know, they drop a net every now and then and they get some, but nobody even knows you can buy them at the lobster house. You can buy drumfish.
Right.
You know, because there's not that much big a market for it. So if something happens to this resource, it's our fault.
Well, see, I wanted to get your take as the last segment, especially on the conservation issue, because this is when the bite's on, and especially you have people new to this that haven't done it. I've seen photos of cockpits, Steve, like knee deep and deeper in drumfish. Like what?
Yeah, well, you're allowed three a man, but you figured out there's 100 boats fishing with four guys on them. There's a lot of drumfish going over the side if they all limit.
Right.
And I like to. My thing is for the people is keep as many as you want legally and let's turn the rest loose. Mm-hmm. But there's another thing that you didn't even touch yet, and that is cleaning these suckers.
I leave that most to you, Captain. Think,
yeah. Most people think you need a chainsaw and a hoe. That would be H-O-E, by the way, just so you know. Anyway, cleaning them is not the easiest thing in the world. We've got it down to a science. We can clean one in about a minute and a half, but maybe more, maybe 2 minutes. But that's because we've been doing it for 40 years,
right.
You know, and there's a definite technique to it. And a lot of people get these fish and they take them home and they get their pictures and the kids stand out there and the dog licks them and all that sort of good stuff. And then they go, well, how do you clean these things? Well, they take a knife, they hit it with a knife, it breaks the point off the knife because these things have like armor.
Right.
Which brings up another point here, and that is if you're going to keep this fish, and you can net the small ones up to about 40 pounds, but you better have a hell of a net. You know what I mean? It's like something you put over your head and you can move both arms in.
Right, the end game.
And they're going to lay in the water next to the boat. But the best thing, the thing that I do is I gaff them under the chin. I use a fairly small gaff, and I gaff them either through the lip or under the chin. And if I'm going to release them, I just reach down and grab the hook with the gaff and just, you know, you drop your hands down. You can use it like a hook disgorger, and away they go. But you can't hit them in the back because like you'd think you could because it'll bounce off. And all you'll get for it is a scale. Yeah, it's amazing. They're amazing fish, Tommy.
They're
one of the most fun fish to catch.
And they are, Steve, they're not going to win a beauty contest. Although, Steve, that gold eye, I swear they look at you when you have them on the deck. They're drumming around, pounding around, and they're following you. Those eyes are following you. Like, if I get you in the water, your ass is dead.
Yeah, well, that's a fact. They're a neat fish. And, people say, what's your favorite fish to catch? Well, I like catching whatever's on the end of the line. You know that.
That's it, right, exactly, yep.
But if I had to rank them, they'd be right up there at the top or close to it because they're cooperative. You don't have to go out and get beat up to catch them. The water's fairly calm usually.
Mm-hmm.
It's warm. You're fishing at we're doing most of this fishing in the afternoon and early evening. This staying all night stuff's for the birds. I haven't done that in years.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
You know, forget that, man. I want to go to sleep.
Trying to set a line is Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing. Sorry, I had to get that in. Steve, you're in Utch's Marina, correct?
Yeah.
Right on the bulkhead.
Yep.
The great Utch's Marina, and you are on the fishing grounds in a matter of minutes on that Calvinville. Cap, we don't have much time left in this segment. I want to talk about that boat, a beautiful, comfortable fishing machine, Steve. Did you custom design that?
Yeah, well, it's a Down East Hull, New England built. It's a Calvin Beale. The hull comes from Beale's Island in Maine.
Right.
Tommy, I don't know if you know it. This boat's 17. I'm working on its 18th season now.
And it's impeccable.
It's been 18 years since I built it.
Impeccable and immaculate as ever, Steve. You have what, Yanmar diesel on it?
I'm not so sure about the immaculate, but
it is.
It gets you fish.
It is, you know? And it does.
We don't eat off the deck, Tom. But, I give it a wash down, and it's lasted for 18 years, and people come on board and go, say, what is this, 40 foot? Because the cockpit's so big on it.
It is. It's huge.
Hell, the cockpit on that's bigger than my bedroom at home. My bedroom at home is 12 by 11. That's 13 by 13.
And listeners, again, the boat does more than Delaware Bay. Cap, you have a thriving offshore business, correct?
Oh, yeah. We fish for everything from sea bass to blue marlin. And and we catch them. You know, now I'm cutting back a little bit. I'm getting a little long in the tooth, as they say. And I'm learning a little bit about pace yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm cutting back just a little bit on the offshore trips. But I've got offshore trips scheduled right now, even. We go out and we tuna fish. I like that. That's fun, too. And if people want to go catch some tile fish, we do that, too. That's a blast, you know. I mean, it's not exactly the most sporting fishing in the world, but it's hard on you if you want to use a standard stand-up rod to do it.
Listen, that is why God created electric reels. I have a fish ink, and I have a Dywood Dendo, baby. I did it the other way, just to say I can do it, and I did it. No more. Give me biggest fish.
I got a couple of those Tanicums on board. It's kind of nice to see the rod tip bounce. You hit the lever, it goes, and then 5 minutes, 10 minutes later, the fish is in the boat. But we catch a lot of tile fish in 300 or 400 feet of water, too. You don't have to go to 800.
Oh, that number is in size forever in my memory, Steve. 800. I said to the guy, what? 800, may have to go to 9. I'm saying, why did I do this? I did it to say I did it so I can write about it and stuff. But anyway, Steve, back to the drum, though. We're up against a hard break here. Steve, your availability, open charter dates, what's, middle of May, end of May? What are your openings?
I'm actually starting to fish for these fish next Friday. I think it's the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. And next weekend is gone, but I have some openings. I've got probably a dozen or so openings, some during the week, some on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
If I had my druthers, I would say to people, don't fish on the weekends. But we catch fish when we go anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's only because of the number of boats that show
right.
up, you know?
And see, I mean, some of the sort of like Tussies and all that stuff, they get fucking hammered. You can walk on them. But listen, when the fish are there, Ben's going to bang them. Trust me
well,
on
I
that
I sure
one.
Hope so.
Steve, could
That's
you give that
plan.
Give that phone number website, please?
Yeah, it's freespiritsportfishing.com. And actually, now it's changed. It's Free Spirits Fishing LC.
Okay.
The best number to get me on is 609-703-6639. That's my, I call it my boat phone, but it's my cell phone. And it's easy to, it's always with me.
Damn, Steve, we hope to see you if we can squeeze a Monday or Tuesday, maybe. And your crazy schedule, our schedule as well. I'll give you a heads up. Steve, thanks for joining us. Again, with that phone number, Steve, please.
Yeah, 609-703-6639. Come on down. I'll watch you catch fish, Tom.
Listeners, beat the drum. Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing, the Great Utches Marina right there, Route 109. Come over there, go around. Boom, Steve is right there. You got to go tackle something there. Everything is on the boat. Everything is there. Steve, a comfortable boat. And it's fun and not a long ride, and you're on fish, big fish, close to shore, the way I like it. Steve, thanks much. Best to the family and your doggies, and we'll see you soon.
You bet, your brother.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, man, Ben, he just gets it done. Grab that cup, grab that Red Bull. Be right back. Rack and Fin Radio.
WPG Talk Radio, 95.5 FM and 1450 AM. South Jersey's talk station.
Fox News, I'm Carmen Roberts. Cities step up security around churches in anticipation of protests this weekend.
In New York City, officers are being instructed to do at least 2 drive-by patrols per tour between midnight Friday and midnight Sunday to potentially combat violent pro-choice protests at the city's Catholic churches.
Without this basic right, women can't be free.
Just one example of heightened concerns sweeping the country in the wake of a leaked draft opinion from the U.S. Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade.
Fox's Kevin Cork. An 8-foot-high security fence also erected around the Supreme Court. And a judge dismisses a lawsuit against Twitter by former President Trump and others, ruling their claims that their accounts were censored did not violate their First Amendment rights. America's listening to Fox News.
Your WPG Talk Radio 95.5 AccuWeather forecast for South Jersey. A coastal flood warning is in effect from 11 p.m. tonight till 6 a.m. Sunday. Otherwise, winds becoming strong today, cooler with rain and drizzle and a high 53. On and off rain and drizzle tonight with winds gusting past 45 miles per hour and a low 45, and rain and drizzle Sunday with a high 51. I'm AccuWeather's Gregory Patrick on WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Rack and Fin Radio with Tom P. WPG Talk Radio 95.5.
Hey, welcome back to Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 7th and 8th, that was Captain Steve Bent, Free Spirit Sport Fishing out of Utch's Marina, talking banging the drum. We got another probably solid 4 weeks, maybe eke it out to 6 weeks. I'll tell you, these are great fish, big game fishing close to the bank. Speaking about fishing challenges, the Fisherman Magazine, it started, what, about 5 days ago. The Dream Boat 2022 Fishing Challenge is underway. Probably the most anticipated, I will say, and really brings out the best and the best efforts, I should say, of the angler, is the Dream Boat Challenge. Joining us on the line right now is fisherman, publisher, owner, and president Mike Caruso. Let's talk the Dream Boat Challenge here. It's kicking off now, and it's going to run through November. A bunch of species involved in this, and you can win a Steiger Craft, probably the hottest boat franchise out there. Hey, Mikey, I'm too excited on the Dream Boat Challenge. The sea robin thing is mine, brother. I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Tom, how are you doing, man? Thanks for having me on again. Hope you're doing well and getting out there yourself. I mean, so nice to transition into springtime, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen, I tracked down Mike and his lovely wife, Joy. She is the vice president at the boat shows. And Mike was all fired up for the Dream Boat Challenge. He was at the Steiger booth. Mike, that boat, man, that thing, it was hot. I saw four sold in the space of a morning at one of the boat shows. I'm not going to mention which one. Mike, that boat is badass, yeah. And that is the grand prize.
Yeah, it is. You know, so Steiger Craft makes an awesome boat. You know, I am very friendly with Alan Steiger, who is the owner and, you know, kind of the brainchild of Steiger Craft, and he is a very avid angler. You know, he's really into it. This year he's going to fish the Manhattan Cup, but I've fished with him many times. And, you know, I love some of the details that for fishing and features for fishing that he incorporates into these boats.
Yep.
He's got a little thinker tray, you know, with marked, you know, how many ounces, you know, at the bottom of the gunnels on each side of the cockpit. You know, really, really cool. Yeah, so we've got the ultimate prize, you know, this year for the 2022 Fisherman Dream Boat Fishing Challenge. You know, this Steiger Craft, the 23 Miami, and it's got a Yamaha on it with 200
horses.
Yamaha.
Yeah,
so really beautiful boat, and you know, awesome prizes. You know, we have a great second prize, a trip to Costa Rica to a new partner of ours, this Marina Pez Vela.
Nice.
You're gonna hear more. Yeah, you're going to hear more about that. Jim Hutchinson was just down there, and they put a satellite tag on a rooster fish. You know, our satellite tag for striped bass has been just producing some really fascinating insights into the migratory patterns of striped bass. Well, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm going off topic here, but you know, they were just the rooster fish are similar in I guess, behavior from a migration standpoint. So anyway, there's a video coming out on that. It's going to be very awesome. Back to the Dream Boat. So that's the second place prize, the Costa Rica trip. Third place prize is a complete set of marine electronics from Humminbird.
Nice.
And Minn Kota trolling motor. So those things are red hot. Really beautiful. And then fourth prize, you know, Sea Eagle is back with us again with a kind of a smaller inflatable type boat. Yeah, we've got Finor sunglass, the largest of species. You know, there are seven species, you know, sea right. robin, wheatfish, fluke, sea bass, orgy, bluefish, and blackfish. And so there's a prize for each of the largest of species, accurate fishing reels, Finor, and also global fish mounts.
Right.
any of those finalists for largest of species get a mount of their fish.
Mm-hmm.
So really, really cool. And then, you know, each month there's a fish of the month for the largest species each month. Wheat fish is in May, sea robin's June, fluke is July, sea bass is August, scup or porgy is September, bluefish is October, and blackfish is November. And then any of the 70 finalists at the end will also get some prizes from owner Hooks and Tsunami. But, you know, this is a competition, and it's a point-gathering competition.
Exactly.
Where,
yep.
You know, you got seven of these species that I mentioned, and there's 10 positions for each one of those species. And if you have the largest in any one of those species categories, you get 10 points. If you have the second largest, you get 9 points.
Mm-hmm.
If the third largest, you have 8 points all the way down in descending order. If you get the 10th, if you're on the board with the 10th place fish, you still get 1 point. So, you know, the way to win this is to gather points across these different species. You're going to need, you know, maybe a, you know, the largest fluke and maybe the fourth largest bluefish and maybe a blackfish and maybe a scup. You have to accrue points.
Points, yeah.
And at the end, the guy with the largest, you know, come November, November 30th, at the end of the competition, the guy with the person, not the guy, could be a female as well.
Right.
So it's bad. But so the person with the with the most points is going to win first place, and second place, third place, fourth place, so on and so on. So it is a true competition.
It is, Mike. It's not a draw like it was before. And Mike, all the people I've spoken with, to a man, to a woman, they say this brings out the best in what you can do when you can go there. It's called a challenge for a reason.
You know, it is a challenge among Fisherman Magazine subscribers only. You have
exactly
to subscribe.
Right.
There is no entrance fee. You know, there's the tournament fee. There's no or anything like that. But you have to be a subscriber at the time of entering a fish. And the way this works is you catch a fish, any one of those seven species, and you'd go to one of our weigh stations, essentially the tackle shops out there. It's listed in the magazine. It's also up on our website in terms of what tackle shops are weigh stations. You go there, fill out an entry form, and then it's the angler's responsibility to mail back that form along with a photo of their catch. And, you know, we analyze it, make sure everything is up to snuff. And if you make the standings board, you know, you're off and running. And we're trying to keep this contest as fisheries friendly as we can. As you notice, there's not striped bass on here. We want to be a little bit more protective of this for striped bass. And we have minimum weights for each one of the species. For
exactly
example,
right.
Wheat fish,
mm-hmm,
got to have a 5-pound fish. Sea robin's got to be a minimum of 2 pounds. Fluke's got to be a minimum of 7 pounds. Sea bass has got to be a 4-pounder or more. Same with porgy, 2 pounds. Bluefish got to be a 15-pound fish or more. And blackfish has to be a 7-pound fish or more to even be considered. So we're trying to be fisheries friendly so that we don't needlessly send all these fish to the scales, you know.
Exactly right, Michael. Yep.
You know, so we're really proud of, you know, our past winners. You know, we're really kind of racking up a group of guys who were just super into this. I mean, Henry Piacentino last year won the 25-foot Steiger craft, but right up to the end, it was dramatic.
It was that great. I remember.
God. The last day he entered, was it sea bass or porgy? He entered a fish the last day, which put him over the edge and beat the second place guy, Joseph Yam. But, you know, whether it was him or the year before it was Garrett Weir, the year before that it was Sam Dibner up in New England.
Yeah.
And then before that it was. Jay Wiseman. And so it was really, you know, these guys are really applying themselves and getting out and going to places where trophies are most likely, you know, so you got to kind of program your fishing,
right?
Want to win this thing, to set yourself up for success with large fish and systematically try to check off your largest
as you go.
And,
Hey, Mike, check this out. Guys I know here in Jersey go up to New England for the sea bass and the porgies. Subscribers. They're making a run, man. Listen, when you're talking the grand prize of the Steiger Craft with the Yamini outboard, the whole bit, $88,000 total prize package here of the Dreamboat Challenge, an eye popping. I'm looking at the figure here. And I said, is this the new math? Let me add everything up here. $121,861.58. Whoa, Caruso, you did good.
It's an important contest. It's run responsibly. You know, we
exactly right.
We're appealing to some big names in fishing, in fishing companies. You know, there's some of the largest. You know, we consider our sponsor list here, which, if I can, you know, sure. We have Steiger, Yamaha, Humminbird, Minn Kota, Marina Pezzavella, Engel Coolers, Finor Sunglasses, Orion Safety Devices, Owner Hooks, Dexter. Eagle, inflatables, Tsunami, Global Fish Mounts, and Accurate Reels. So, I mean, you know, these companies recognize the importance of kind of focusing on what this market's focused on in terms of fishing. And, you know, it's, again, it's just one of those events that people get really hyped about. The drama unfolds each week on fisherman.com.
Right.
And in our team. And, it's just something that everybody wants to be a part of, you know, so you've got to subscribe, and that's the most important thing.
I was just going to say, listen, you must be a subscriber to qualify.
Correct.
Well, Mike, listen, before I let you go, I know, by the way, congratulations to Iron Mike Caruso. Just call him Little Iron Mikey, and now he is graduating college in North Carolina. So, Mike, you and the lovely Joyce, travel safely. Okay, and I'd like to get you down here. I mean, you're up there in you know, Long Island. You got a big fluke up there. You got the big porgies and sea bass. Come to Jersey and fish with us, man.
I have to tell you, I was in Jersey last week. I don't know if you got another second for me, but I have to say, man, you know, rare in a day, I'm a believer.
Or is that sick?
I mean, your fishery down there just blows me away. The striper fishing. Just incredible. I live on the North Shore of Long Island. I mean, we've got good fishing out here too. But you know, I'm coming back next week for tagging next Thursday, and then we're going to fish the Manhattan Cup, which, you know, this is all like in your backyard, my friend. I'm can't get enough of it. So love for even though I'm here out in Long Island. I'm a believer.
Well, Mike, little brother, we've known each other a very long time, and I've watched you climb the mountain, and you're at the peak, and with Joyce at your side, man, keep it going. You have a great editorial crew up there, great, great managers. Mike, the Fisherman Magazine's getting it done, brother.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate you having me today, and, you know, good luck to all your community out there, and, you know, any questions, you know, come to the fisherman.com, or you can certainly give us a call. We're happy to help.
Okay, I'm telling the president, the owner of Fisherman Magazine, blah, blah, blah. Mike has titles as long as my leg. Here's the deal. Don't even bother with the Sea Robin category. It's mine. Okay, Mike? You take care, brother. Be good.
All right, Tom. Thanks again, buddy.
Travel safe, man. See ya. 2022, rather, Dream Boat Challenge. It's called the challenge for a reason. Be right back, Rack and Fin Radio.
The WPG Talk Radio app is your connection to South Jersey's talk station. Get free, unlimited local and statewide news from New Jersey's largest radio news team. Download all of our local shows as podcasts and more, powered by Ambient Comfort. For installation to repairs and maintenance, give Ambient Comfort Heating and Cooling a call today at 856-213-6586. AmbientComfortNJ.com.
The Community Food Bank of New Jersey, the state's largest anti-hunger, anti-poverty nonprofit, together with our 800-plus partners, delivers food, help, and hope to the hundreds of thousands of neighbors in need who are struggling with hunger right now. The Community Food Bank of New Jersey. Food is here. Help is here. Hope is here. Join us. Go to cfbnj.org now.
WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM.
South Jersey's talk station.
Hey, back for our final segment of Rack and Fin Radio with me, Tom P. Weekend of May 7th and 8th. Hey, I'll tell you, big tournament coming up next Saturday the 14th. And by big, I mean this fish don't get no respect. I tell you, you get no respect. You talk about the largemouth, you talk about the smallmouth, the stripers, the whole bit. What about the pickerel? One badass fish, as I always wrote about it, called the aquatic assassin. And here in South Jersey, we have some incredible pickerel waters. And there is an incredible pickerel tournament, the annual NESCO All-Around Sportsman Pickerel Tournament, next Saturday, the 14th. Joining us online, good friend of Rack and Fin Radio for many years, Big Country, John Hageman. Johnny, how you doing, man?
What's up, Tommy? How's everything, bud?
Oh, everything's good. We got pickerel next week. And I just may show up with a 38-incher, man. Okay, maybe a 28-incher, something, you know, something like that. John, what I hate people calling, slime darts, whatever. Pickerel is a bad-ass species, man. I love them.
They are. And especially for 1 week out of the year for me. It's coming up next week, and I'm super excited about it. It's a big deal around our neck of the woods, and it's tis the season, man. We're ready to go.
And listen, it's been one of the biggest, maybe deep in some of these really acidic streams. All those Pine Barrens pickerel, South Jersey, but they don't get that big. BS to that, man. Well, the former state record from Lower Etna Lake was 9-something pounds before it was beaten by some guy in Georgia. But, John, last year, didn't you win it the year before with something almost 6 pounds? But oh, that was like a northern pike.
Yeah. I think last year I won with a 5, was one closer to 6 a couple years ago. And I'm going to tell you, it's close every time. I'm not the only one bringing in 5s and 6s. It's not uncommon for us to have 3 5s in the top 3. These fish are getting bigger every year, it seems, or we're starting to dial them in. But it's a lot of fun, man. It's just a great week. It gets everybody going. You know, the weather's finally getting nice, and it's our season opener for.
And John, what's so cool? You got the families and the youngsters involved, man. It's a great thing to see.
It really is. It really is. It's a family event back at the hunting club, and I'm telling you, we did it for fun years ago, and you know, it keeps growing every year, and we just have a blast.
Okay, listeners, here's the dealio: a $15 entry fee payout, John, for the top 3 spots. Correct.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, the weigh-in starts at noon. Scales close at 5 p.m. sharp. If you show up 1 second afterwards, you're going to have to deal with Big Country. And you don't, trust me, you don't want to do that. Okay, and you must be entered by Friday the 13th. Now, John, where do people enter? What's the deal?
NESCO Liquor, located at 3180 NESCO Road in NESCO. It's got the coldest beer in town. Snake, the owner, he's been a longtime supporter of this tournament.
Yep.
He's giving away a rod to the winner. So the best way to do it is stop at NESCO Liquor before next Friday night and get the sign up there. We'll go up and pick up the sign-up sheets. Any questions, you can hit me up on Facebook, John Hageman, my Instagram page, Big Country_Bass Fishing. Or get a hold of Tom P at Rack and Fin Radio and hopefully you're in contact with me.
Absolutely. This is a rain or a shine event. I'll tell you, John, some of the best pickerel fishing I've had in South Jersey, light to a decided drizzle coming down, cloudy little breeze. Those pickerel go bonkers.
The fish do not care. I mean, they're going to eat this time of year. And if you put the right bait in front of their face, they will eat it.
John, what's the average number of contenders?
Between 60 and 70 the last couple of years.
Yeah. That's a pretty big turnout.
First place last year paid out $400, a little over $400. This year we have a T.O. Steak from Hamilton's coming back with a food truck. It's going to be a great.
You got me, Johnny. Now, listen, so you have to sign up at NESCO Liquors. Now, John, I go flying by there on my way. Shout out to the lovely Bonnie, the Piccolo Leon, because I make that hard right after us. Because, John, here's the deal. Unless I have a pick burger at least twice a month, my cholesterol gets back to normal, and I can't stand that.
So, I thought you were a piney burger guy, Lower Bank.
Lower Bank, yeah. You look at Bill, then you look at Bonnie. Come on. What the hell? Come on! Yeah, but his piney pate burger... Actually, that sends the cholesterol over to 300 mark, but that's another story. So, John, again, rain or shine. Listeners, next Saturday, May 14th, you must be entered by Friday the 13th, and it's a $15 entry fee. John, what about youngsters, 10, 12 years old? What's the deal with that?
Same thing, $15 entry fee.
Okay.
We keep it low for everybody, you know. $15, I mean, we haven't changed the
easy peasy, yeah.
Yeah, so we just, you know, keep it the same for everybody.
Okay, weigh-in starts at noon, scales close at 5 p.m. For more information, John, again, give that phone number, please, or listeners, you can contact me, Tom P., tdpags@aol.com, and I'll get you in touch. It's pickerel, the fish that's like the black drum. It gets no respect. They'll kick your ass, especially when you get the big ones. And believe me, if they get a chance, they'll slice your hands up, no questions asked, in a blink of an eye. And, John, I just love them. They're a gorgeous fish. They're assassins. They are meant to kill. They haven't evolved since time immemorial. And they get through, I call them boss weed. They get through those weeds, and they'll just kill anything, man. I'm a Johnson Silver Minnow with a little trailer kind of guy. And I'm trying these new frogs out, John. Whoa, I'm going to have a guest on in a couple of weeks. Whoa, John, these new frogs, I'd like to get you some. Uh-oh.
I love frog fishing. We've done plenty of segments on frog fishing. So, Tommy, get them in my hands, brother.
You got it, John. John, one more time with that phone number, please.
I don't have the phone number. It's Facebook.
Oh, Facebook. Okay, there you go.
Or hit me up on Instagram. But your best bet is to stop by Nesco Liquor. Go see my buddy Snake, and he will get you hooked up.
John, you take care. Best. By the way, I understand you. I can't even call him Little Country now. It's big as his dad. This kid kicks ass. You guys are going to be fishing a tournament up there in Candlewood?
Yes, sir. We'll fish in Candlewood this week, and then we have Cayuga in June and Champlain in July. We're fishing the Tri-State Team Trail. It's been we had a great time with it last year. We're looking forward to getting out there this year, especially fishing with my son.
You guys need a rod caddy? I'm there, man. Especially when it comes to Candlewood and Champlain. John, you take care. I'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
Listen. You sure you got enough food?
Yeah. CO Steaks is going to hook us up, brother.
Okay, John, you take care, man.
Thank you, Tom.
I'll see you. John Hagerman, he rocks. That'll do for this weekend on Rack and Fin Radio. Get out and enjoy. Everything's happening. Don't forget the 17th Seabass Open. There's plenty of fluke in the back bay. Sometimes when the conditions are right, it's absolutely stupid fishing. And the freshwater bass, pickerel, crappie's going crazy. Still plenty of trout swimming around the South Jersey lakes and the Morris River especially. There's some in Ocohansie. The Toms is loaded. Get out and enjoy. See you next week. Rack and Fin Radio. God bless America. God bless our troops. God bless our first responders. God bless law enforcement. See you next week.